happen, you'll step to Appellosaur. Well, you know, we had a good walkthrough, probably the best part of it, the fan appreciation part of it, just seeing our players go out and take pictures and sign autographs with our fans. We've got great fans throughout this state. It's the support that we get is amazing to me. You know, going back to, you know, watching our scrimmage and the kind of attendance we had, and then to have this type of attendance at fan appreciation, our players, you know, appreciate it as much as the fans wanted to get autographs and get pictures with our players. Our players appreciate it as well, and you know, it really gets your heart stirred to see the affection that we get from our fans. You guys are familiar with the fact that Everson Griffin was a little banged up yesterday. We found out it's just a soreness in his knee. We think he'll be fine in maybe a day or two. We'll determine maybe tomorrow if we're going to let him play in the ball game or not, but he's a little bit sore. Nothing else involved. Matt Khalil, as I mentioned, finished practice yesterday, so he's fine. The only other guy that's really nobody else is of any major concern. Robert Bland, we expect him to be back today practicing. We'll see how he does. On that, we should be good. And we're all looking forward to this afternoon's practice. It'll be a full padded practice, and we've got a lot to get done as we are still trying to develop our football team and bring them along and really shape, you know, what we would like to have when we line up on September 9th. And that's what we're working on. We'll be working on that this afternoon.
Bill said you were looking at probably a handful of plays for Adrian in both team and 7-on-7. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, that's about right. You know, we'll have just a few plays just for him to be able to gauge where he is and be able to give us an indication the next day how he feels after getting a couple snaps. So, you know, we'll have a few plays here and there for him.
That's kind of the key through this entire process, even once you get into the season, isn't it? Just making sure that you're going incremental and not all of a sudden completely overworking him.
No doubt about it. And that's the word we used last night when we were talking about it and we've discussed it. It's just giving him increments along the way and not trying to bring it all back in, you know, one or two practices. So, we're going to try to be smart about it, and we have to listen to his feedback as well as he tells us how he's doing and how he's progressing and what we can see also. So we got some time to make some decisions.
How stern was your message for hands off?
Oh, you must have talked to some of our defensive players. I definitely talked with them about it. Now they got to, you know, we got to adhere to it. You know, one of the things they told me was, Coach, you know how he runs. I mean, he runs. What about protecting us? And, you know, he's not going to change his running style. We all know that. But we have to be smart when he's out there. And they know that. And we'll be conscious when he's in the huddle.
You take more time, though, to communicate that with him than you would to any other player, just given his stature on the team and his injury?
Oh, without question. I mean, I don't, you know, for me to stand up in front of our defense today and talk to them about the fact that he's going to be in the huddle and this is how we have to approach it, there aren't very many players you do that with, you know, but he means so much to our organization, and we're just in the baby steps of what has to be done with what he's doing on the field, so we just got to tread lightly early on.
If you see everything you want to out of him in the next 2 to 3 weeks, what's a realistic time frame for him to become, you know, that starter who's getting the majority of the carries again in the regular season?
It's hard to put a time frame on it. I mean, there's so many unknowns. You know, you just want to day by day. It may sound like it's cliche, but it's true. We really have to go day by day and just see how he progresses and how he feels and what we see that he's capable of doing and make a determination as we go along. I mean, it's uncharted territories for him and for us as well. So we just want to monitor. He has a goal. His goal is September the 9th. He wants to be in the starting lineup. But we'll just have to see how things go.
Realistic to think that he could be a workhorse back right away at the regular season opener?
You know, there's nothing that he could, but I don't know if there were many things that would say at 7.5 months he'd be prepared to do what he's doing now. So, you know, you don't want to really put parameters on his rehabilitation. You want to just let it go and see where it takes us. You know, we have some ideas, our medical staff, they talked all along about what this process would look like and what's necessary, and we're in that process right now, so I think we have to still take it day to day.
Did you hear Jerry Rice's comments, or have you been told about Jerry Rice's comments yesterday about when he had the same injury, he felt like he came back too soon, and he's thinking that Adrian may be coming back too soon? Just your reaction to that?
No, I haven't seen his comments. So, you know, all the thing I want to do is just, you know, we're going to always try to do what's in the best interest of Adrian, and we trust our medical staff, we trust our trainers, and we'll continue to, you know, try to do what's best for him and best for our organization as we go forward.
Where is he at now as in relation to where you thought he would be when he got injured?
Ooh, like I said yesterday, I don't know if I put a month or a time on when I thought he'd be back. But the fact that he has all along been so far ahead of anyone else that our trainers are aware of in his rehab, and he's hit every benchmark that they put in front of him. And, you know, I was told the next step is to allow him to be integrated with his teammates, and that's where we are now. So he's done everything he can do on the side with our trainers, with our strength coaches. This is the next step in the process.
So what do you think Greenway's most important contribution to the team is at this point in his career?
You know, obviously his talent is important, especially with our situation at linebackers. We're trying to find our way at the linebacker spot in general. But his leadership is important, along with what he's capable of doing on the football field from a playmaking standpoint. We're going to need him to really have a great year this year. We need that from him. As Jasper and Aaron are coming along, or Marvin Mitchell, whoever ends up playing that will linebacker spot. But his leadership, probably more than anything. We expect him to play well, but I need that intangible in the locker room and on the field in the huddle. We need that greatly with so many young guys on our team now.
Are you working on, like, a contingency plan, like two different offensive plans depending on how much he can handle?
Well, in Adrian's case, Toby is what we think a very capable running back, so we really don't have to alter our offense, whether it's Adrian playing halfback for us or Toby. We feel Toby is capable for us to run our offense. We don't think we have to alter the things we want to do game plan wise. We have a lot of confidence in what Toby is able to give us. So, no, we won't change our approach. We want Adrian to be able to obviously line up and play, but, you know, we got to be smart about what we're doing. But we have complete confidence in Toby if it ends up being Toby starting for us against Jacksonville.
What do you want to see out of Josh Robinson in this preseason game, and will you give him some first-team reps?
I don't know. I don't think we'll give him first-team reps, but we're going to try to give him a number of snaps just so we can evaluate him, and so he'll be able to evaluate himself and just find out, you know, what the pro game is all about. So it'll be a big test for him. I mean, he's anxious to get out there and perform and show everyone that he's capable of playing at this level, and he wants to win a starting spot. So we want to see him go out there and work and get some snaps against some good receivers and be able to, you know, gauge where he is at the end of this ball game. So we're looking forward to watching him play.
The time that you've seen with him, what's impressed you most about his game?
From the day we got him and we were in a drill with our rookies, the burst that he has separates him from all the other players that we have in the secondary. He can close and go from point A to point B as fast as anybody that we have or that I've seen. His closing speed is outstanding. Of course, we all know he had the fastest time at the combine, but it shows up on the football field. A lot of guys can run fast straight ahead, but it doesn't show up when you put pads on. But in his case, I mean, it shows up. He has great closing speed. Now it's a matter of, can he handle some of the things that are going to come at him from formations, routes, the terminology, just so many other things that have to come into play to be a big-time corner in our league.
Everson said he told you guys you wanted to move back to end. Is that accurate, or is that him being in Everson world?
No, you know, if that's what Everson said, I mean, it's a good thing. It's good for our team, and he's going to do well. He'll do well there, and, you know, look forward to getting him back when he's fully healthy.
The first couple of snaps with Adrian this afternoon when he's going full out, what's that going to be like for you? Are you going to be holding your breath a little bit, or...?
Hey, watching him in the walkthroughs, is just, I mean, we're all just amazed at seeing him move and even jump cutting like he's always done. I mean, I remember we were watching a tape when we opened training camp, and it showed some clips of our offense, and it was a couple of plays he made a year ago, great plays. And I came up to him the next day, and I said, can you see yourself in your mind being able to do that again? He said, Coach, I can do that right now if you just let me, you know. In his mind, you know, there's nothing wrong. He's going to be fine. But we're all looking forward to watching him progress, and we know it's going to be step by step by step. So we'll see where it goes.
Were you disappointed there wasn't more production out of those receivers? Because you need to fill several spots here for what you're doing without Jerome. And in the game, there wasn't a whole lot from those guys.
Yeah, that's a combination of things there. It wasn't just what they didn't do, but, you know, what we may not have done at the quarterback position or at the offensive line position. So we got some time, and we hope to get our pass game going with the second group. I thought the first group did some good things in moving the football in the air, and but we'll see how it progresses. But, you know, we're counting on certain guys to make plays for us. We didn't play Percy. Jerome will be a factor for us, but we know we won't have him for the first three games. So Devin will get some opportunities this week. Michael Jenkins will get some opportunities. Brian will get some opportunities. So we still got time.
And you also, in addition to starting Burton for Harvin, you had Red Ellison and Jarius Wright played a lot. Was that a conscious decision to let's put the rookies out there with the first team and see what happens?
Well, all along, we know that Red, that Jarius, I mean, a few other guys on offense, young guys, are going to have to step up and play quite a bit for us. So not only this week, but even in that third preseason game, you know, we're going to play those guys quite a bit and try to get them acclimated to the speed of the game, although it's going to ratchet up a little bit when we get to that first regular season game. But we're going to continue to throw them in there. And, I mean, they got to play early for us. I mean, this is not a redshirt deal. We got some young guys we're counting on to help us this season.
What was your assessment of how Joe played?
It was an up-and-down performance, and part of what he dealt with was some of the things some of the guys in front of him were not able to do, and that affected some of the things he wanted to be able to do at the quarterback position. And, you know, we fully expect him just to keep progressing at the quarterback position. He's probably the least experienced of all of our quarterbacks as far as playing the position over a long period of time. And you just got to continue to let him get reps, continue to let him develop. And, I mean, Joe is a big play guy, as we all know, so he'll make his share of plays.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you, Coach.